Chapter 9. Coffee house, where I am hardly known, by going so seldom. I am here soliciting for Trounce, you know him. He was gunner in the former yacht, and would fain be so in the present one, if you remember him, a good, lusty, fresh dash colored fellow. Shall I stay till I get another letter from M.D., before I close up this? Mr. Addison and I meet a little seldomer than formerly, although we are still at bottom as good friends as ever, but differ a little about party. 17. Today I went to Lewis at the secretary's office, where I saw and spoke to Mr. Harley, who promised, in a few days, to finish the rest of my business. I reproached him for putting me on the necessity of minding him of it, and rallied him, etc., which he took very well. I dined today with one Mr. Gore, elder brother to a young merchant of my acquaintance, and Stratford and my other friend merchants dined with us, where I stayed late, drinking claret and burgundy, and am just got to bed, and will say no more, but that it now begins to be time to have a letter from my own little M.D., for the last I had above a fortnight ago, and the date was old too. 18. Today I dined with Lewis and Prior at an eating house, but with Lewis's wine. Lewis went away, and Prior and I sat on, where we complimented one another for an hour or two upon our mutual wit and poetry. Coming home at 7, a gentleman unknown stopped me in the Pall Mall, and asked my advice. Said he had been to see the Queen, who was just come to town, and the people in waiting would not let him see her. That he had 200,000 men ready to serve her in the war, that he knew the Queen perfectly well, and had an apartment at court, and if she heard he was there, she would send for him immediately, that she owed him £200,000, etc., and he desired my opinion, whether he should go try again, whether he could see her, or because, perhaps, she was weary after her journey, whether he had not better stay till tomorrow. I had a mind to get rid of my companion, and begged him of all love to go, and wait on her immediately, for that, to my knowledge, the Queen would admit him, that this was an affair of great importance, and required dispatch. And I instructed him to let me know the success of his business, and come to the Smyrna Coffee House, where I would wait for him till midnight, and so ended this adventure. I would have fain given the man half a crown, but was afraid to offer it him, lest he should be offended. For, beside his money, he said he had £1,000 a year. I came home not early, and so, madams both, good night, etc. 19. I dined today with poor Lord Mountjoy, who is ill of the gout, and this evening I christened our coffee man Elliot's 15th child, where the rogue had a most noble supper, and Steele and I sat among some scurvy company over a bowl of punch, so that I am come home late, young women, and can't stay to write to little rogues. 20. I loitered at home, and dined with Sir Andrew Fountain at his lodging, and then came home. A silly day. 21. I was visiting all this morning, and then went to the secretary's office, and found Mr. Harley, with whom I dined, and Secretary St. John, etc., and Harley promised in a very few days, to finish what remains of my business. Prior was of the company, and we all dine at the secretary's tomorrow. I saw Stella's mother this morning. She came early, and we talked an hour. I wish you would propose to Lady Gifford, to take the £300 out of her hands, and give her common interest for life, and security that you will pay her. The Bishop of Clare, or any friend, would be security for you, if you gave them counter security, and it may be argued, that it will pass better to be in your hands than hers, in case of mortality, etc. Your mother says, if you write, she will second it, and you may write to your mother, and then it will come from her. She tells me Lady Gifford has a mind to see me, by her discourse. But I told her what to say, with a vengeance. She told Lady Gifford she was going to see me. She looks extremely well. I am writing 16, in my bed like a tiger, and so good night, etc. 22. I dined with Secretary St. John, and Lord Dartmouth, who was Tother's secretary, dined with us, and Lord Ori 17, and Prior, etc. Harley called, but could not dine with us, and would have had me away while I was at dinner, but I did not like the company he was to have. We stayed till late, and I called at the coffee house, and looked where the letters lie, but no letter directed for Mr. Presto. At last I saw a letter to Mr. Addison, and it looked like a rogue's hand. So I made the fellow give it me, and opened it before him, and saw three letters all for myself. So, truly, I put them in my pocket, and came home to my lodging. Well, and so you shall hear. Well, and so I found one of them in Dingley's hand, and t'other in Stella's, and the third in Domville's. 18. Well, so you shall hear. So, said I to myself, what now, two letters from M.D. together? But I thought there was something in the wind, so I opened one, and I opened t'other, and so you shall hear, one was from Walls. Well, but t'other was from our own dear M.D., yes it was. Oh faith, have you received my seventh, young women, already? Then I must send this tomorrow, else there will be old 19 doings at our house, faith. Well, I won't answer your letter in this. No, faith. Catch me at that, and I never saw the like. Well, but as to Walls, tell him with service to him and wife, etc., that I have no imagination of Mr. Pratt's 20 losing his place. And while Pratt continues, Clemens is in no danger, and I have already engaged Lord Hyde 21, he speaks of, for Pratt and 20 others. But, if such a thing should happen, I will do what I can. I have above 10 businesses of other people's now on my hands, and, I believe, shall miscarry in half. It is your sixth I now have received. I writ last post to the Bishop of Claregan. Shall I send this tomorrow? Well, I will, to oblige M.D. Which would you rather, a short letter every week, or a long one every fortnight? A long one. Well, it shall be done, and so good night. Well, but is this a long one? No, I warrant you. Too long for naughty girls. 23. I only ask, have you got both the £10, or only the first? I hope you mean both. Pray be good housewives, and I beg you to walk when you can, for health. Have you the horse in town? And do you ever ride him? How often? Confess. Ah, sir, have I caught you? Can you contrive to let Mrs. Fenton, 22, know that the request as he has made me in her letter I will use what credit I have to bring about, although I hear it is very difficult, and I doubt I shall not succeed? Cox is not to be your chancellor. All joined against him. I have been supping with Lord Peterborough at his house, with Prior, Lewis, and Dr. Frayne. 'Tis the ramblingest lying rogue on earth. Dr. Raymond is come to town. 'Tis late, and so I bid you good night. 24. I tell you, pretty management. Ned Southwell told me the other day he had a letter from the bishops of Ireland, with an address to the Duke of Ormond, to intercede with the Queen, to take off the first fruits. I dined with him today, and saw it, with another letter to him from the Bishop of Kildare. 23, to call upon me for the papers, etc., semicolon, and I had last post one from the Archbishop of Dublin, telling me the reason of this proceeding, that, upon hearing the Duke of Ormond was declared Lord Lieutenant, they met, and the bishops were for this project, and talked coldly of my being solicitor, as one that was favored by t'other party, etc., but desired that I would still solicit. 24. Now the wisdom of this is admirable, for I had given the Archbishop an account of my reception from Mr. Harley, and how he had spoken to the Queen, and promised it should be done, but Mr. Harley ordered me to tell no person alive. Some time after, he gave me leave to let the Primate and Archbishop know that the Queen had remitted the first fruits, and that in a short time they should have an account of it in form from Lord Dartmouth, Secretary of State. So while their letter was on the road to the Duke of Ormond and Southwell, mine was going to them with an account of the thing being done. I writ a very warm answer, 25, to the Archbishop immediately, and showed my resentments, as I ought, against the bishops, only, in good manners, excepting himself. I wonder what they will say when they hear the thing is done. I was yesterday forced to tell Southwell so, that the Queen had done it, etc. Semicolon for he said, my Lord Duke would think of it some months hence, when he was going for Ireland, and he had it 3 years in doing formerly, without any success. I give you free leave to say, on occasion, that it is done, and that Mr. Harley prevailed on the Queen to do it, etc., as you please. As I hope to live, I despise the credit of it, out of an excess of pride, and desire you will not give me the least merit, when you talk of it, but I would vex the bishops, and have it spread that Mr. Harley had done it. Pray do so. Your mother sent me last night a parcel of wax candles, and a bandbox full of small plum cakes. I thought it had been something for you, and, without opening them, sent answer by the maid that brought them, that I would take care to send the things, etc., semicolon but I will write her thanks. Is this a long letter, sirs? Now, are you satisfied? I have had no fit since the first. I drink brandy every morning, and take pills every night. Never fear, I am vexed at this puppy business of the bishops, although I was a little at first. I will tell you my reward. Mr. Harley will think he has done me a favor, the Duke of Ormond, perhaps, that I have put a neglect on him, and the bishops in Ireland, that I have done nothing at all. So goes the world. But I have got above all this, and, perhaps, I have better reason for it than they know. And so you shall hear no more of first fruits, dukes, Harleys, archbishops, and Southwells. I have slipped off Raymond upon some of his countrymen, to show him the town, etc., and I lend him Patrick. He desires to sit with me in the evenings, upon which I have given Patrick positive orders, that I am not within at evenings. Letter 10. London, November 25, 1710. I will tell you something that's plaguy silly. I had forgot to say on the 23d in my last, where I dined, and because I had done it constantly, I thought it was a great omission, and was going to interline it. But at last the silliness of it made me cry, saw, and I let it alone. I was today to see the Parliament meet, but only saw a great crowd. And Ford and I went to see the tombs at Westminster, and sauntered so long I was forced to go to an eating-house for my dinner. Bromley 1, is chosen speaker, nemen contra dissent. Do you understand those two words? And Pompey, Colonel Hills 2, black, designs to stand speaker for the footman. 3, I am engaged to use my interest for him, and have spoken to Patrick, to get him some votes. We are now all impatient for the Queen's speech, what she will say about removing the ministry, etc. I have got a cold, and I don't know how, but got it I have, and am hoarse. I don't know whether it will grow better or worse. What's that to you? I won't answer your letter tonight. I'll keep you a little longer in suspense. I can't send it. Your mother's cakes are very good, and one of them serves me for a breakfast, and so I'll go sleep like a good boy. 26. I have got a cruel cold, and stayed within all this day in my nightgown, and dined on sixpenny worth of victuals, and writ, and was denied to everybody. Dr. Raymond, 4, called often, and I was denied. And at last, when I was weary, I let him come up, and asked him, without consequence, how Patrick denied me, and whether he had the art of it. So by this means he shall be used to have me denied to him, otherwise he would be a plaguy trouble and hindrance to me. He has sat with me 2 hours, and drank a pint of ale cost me 5d, and smoked his pipe, and it is now past 11, that he is just gone. Well, my 8th is with you now, young women, and your 7th to me is somewhere in a postboy's bag, and so go to your gang of deans, and stoits, and walls, and lose your money, go, saucer boxes. And so good night, and be happy, dear oaks. Oh, but your box was sent to Dr. Hawkshaw by Stern, and you will have it with Hawkshaw, and spectacles, etc., etc. 27. Today Mr. Harley met me in the Court of Requests, 5, and whispered me to dine with him. At dinner I told him what those bishops had done, and the difficulty I was under. He bid me never trouble myself. He would tell the Duke of Ormond the business was done, and that he need not concern himself about it. So now I am easy, and they may hang themselves for a parcel of insolent, ungrateful rascals. I suppose I told you in my last how they sent an address to the Duke of Ormond, and a letter to Southwell, to call on me for the papers, after the thing was over. But they had not received my letter, though the Archbishop might, by what I writ to him, have expected it would be done. Well, there is an end of that, and in a little time the Queen will send them notice, etc. And so the methods will be settled, and then I shall think of returning, although the baseness of those bishops makes me love Ireland less than I did. 28. Lord Halifax sent to invite me to dinner, where I stayed till 6, and crossed him in all his Whig talk, and made him often come over to me. I know he makes court to the new men, although he affects to talk like a Whig. I had a letter today from the Bishop of Clare, but I writ to him lately that I would obey his commands to the Duke of Ormond. He says I bid him read the London Haver, and that you both swore it was Haver, and not Tower. 6. You all lie, and you are puppies, and can't read Presto's hand. The bishop is out entirely in his conjectures of my share in the Tatlers. I have other things to mind, and of much greater importance. 7. Else I have little to do to be acquainted with a new ministry, who consider me a little more than Irish bishops do. 29. Now for your saucy, good dear letter. Let me see, what does it say? Come then. I dined today with Ford, and went home early. He debauched 8 me to his chamber again with a bottle of wine till 12. So good night. I cannot write an answer now, you rogues. 30. Today I have been visiting, which I had long neglected, and I dined with Mrs. Barton alone, and sauntered at the coffee house till past 8, and have been busy till 11, and now I'll answer your letter, saucebox. Well, let me see now again. My wax candle's almost out, but however I'll begin. Well then, do not be so tedious, Mr. Presto. What can you say to MD's letter? Make haste, have done with your preambles. Why, I say I am glad you are so often abroad. Your mother thinks it is want of exercise hurts you, and so do I. She called here tonight, but I was not within, that's by the by. Sure you do not deceive me, Stella, when you say you are in better health than you were these 3 weeks. For Dr. Raymond told me yesterday that Smith of the Blind Quay had been telling Mr. Lee that he left you extremely ill, and in short, spoke so that he almost put poor Lee into tears, and would have made me run distracted. Though your letter is dated the 11th instant, and I saw Smith in the city above a fortnight ago, as I passed by in a coach. Pray, pray, don't write, Stella, until you are mighty, 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 mighty well in your eyes, and are sure it won't do you the least hurt. Or come, I'll tell you what. You, Mistress Stella, shall write your share at 5 or 6 sittings, 1 sitting a day, and then comes Dingley altogether, and then Stella a little crumb towards the end, to let us see she remembers Presto. And then conclude with something handsome and genteel, as your most humble cumdumble, or, etc. Oh Lord! Does Patrick write word of my not coming till spring? Insolent man! He know my secrets? No, as my Lord Mayor said, no, if I thought my shirt knew, etc. Faith, I will come, as soon as it is any way proper for me to come, but, to say the truth, I am at present a little involved with the present ministry in some certain things which I tell you as a secret, and soon as ever I can clear my hands, I will stay no longer, for I hope the first fruit business will be soon over in all its forms. But, to say the truth, the present ministry have a difficult task, and want me, etc. Perhaps they may be just as grateful as others. But, according to the best judgment I have, they are pursuing the true interest of the public, and therefore I am glad to contribute what is in my power. For God's sake, not a word of this to any alive. Your Chancellor?
9.
Why, madam, I can tell you he has been dead this fortnight. Faith, I could hardly forbear our little language about a nasty dead Chancellor, as you may see by the blot.
10.
Plowing? A pox plow them, they'll plow me to nothing. But have you got your money, both the £10? How durst he pay you the second so soon? Pray be good huswives. Eh, well, and Joe, why, I had a letter lately from Joe, desiring I would take some care of their poor town.
11.
Who, he says, will lose their liberties. To which I desired Dr. Raymond would return answer, that the town had behaved themselves so ill to me, so little regarded the advice I gave them, and disagreed so much among themselves, that I was resolved never to have more to do with them, but that whatever personal kindness I could do to Joe should be done. Pray, when you happen to see Joe, tell him this, lest Raymond should have blundered or forgotten poor Mrs. Wesley. Why these apologies,
12,
for being abroad? Why should you be at home at all, until Stella is quite well? So, here is Mistress Stella again, with her two eggs, etc. My power admired with you. Why, the Bishop of Clare says, he has seen something of mine of the same sort, better than the power. I suppose he means the morning.
13,
but it is not half so good. I want your judgment of things, and not your countries. How does M.D. like it? And do they taste it all? Etc. I am glad Dean Bolton,
14,
has paid the £20. Why should not I chide the Bishop of Clare for writing to the Archbishop of Cashel,
15,
without sending the letter first to me? It does not signify, for he has no credit at court. Stuff, they are all puppies. I will break your head in good earnest, young woman, for your nasty jest about Mrs. Barton.
16.
Unlucky Sluddikin, what a word is there? Faith, I was thinking yesterday, when I was with her, whether she could break them or no, and it quite spoiled my imagination. Mrs. Walls, does Stella win as she pretends? Oh, indeed, doctor, she loses always, and will play so venturesomely, how can she win? See here now, and you an impudent lying slut? Do, open Domville's letter, what does it signify, if you have a mind? Yes, faith, you write smartly with your eyes shut. All was well, but then see how I can do it. Madam Stella, your humble servant.
17.
Oh, but one may look, whether one goes crooked or no, and so write on. I will tell you what you may do. You may write with your eyes half shut, just as when one is going to sleep. I have done so for two or three lines now. It is but just seeing enough to go straight. Now, Madam Dingley, I think I bid you tell Mr. Walls that, in case there be occasion, I will serve his friend as far as I can, but I hope there will be none. Yet I believe you will have a new parliament, but I care not whether you have or know a better. You are mistaken in all your conjectures about the tailors. I have given him one or two hints, and you have heard me talk about the shilling.
18.
Faith, these answering letters are very long ones. You have taken up almost the room of a week in journals. And I will tell you what, I saw fellows wearing crosses to dash day.
19.
And I wondered what was the matter, but just this minute I recollected as little Presto's birthday. And I was resolved these 3 days to remember it when it came, but could not. Pray, drink my health today at dinner. Do, you rogues. Do you like it, Hammett's Rod? Do you understand it all? Well, now at last I have done with your letter, and so I will lay me down to sleep, and about, fair maids, and I hope merry maids all. December 1. Morning. I wish Smith were hanged. I was dreaming the most melancholy things in the world of poor Stella, and was grieving and crying all night. Sah, it is foolish. I will rise and divert myself. So good morrow. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.